Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 6. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your great plan, your amazing plan. We are amazed. Thank you for describing it ahead of time so we can see how you were working this all out well in advance. And thank you for allowing us to be a part. That's an amazing blessing. All we can say is thank you. Amen. Zechariah 6. I looked up again, and I saw, and look, four chariots coming out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. With the first chariot there were red horses, and with the second chariot there were black horses, and with the third chariot there were white horses, and with the fourth chariot there were strong dappled horses. And I answered and said to the angel that was talking to me, "What are these, my lord?" And the angel answered and said to me, "These are the four winds of the heavens, going out after presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The one with the black horses is going out to the north country, and the white horses go after them, while the dappled ones go to the south country. When the strong horses went out, they were anxious to go to patrol the earth, and he said, 'Go, patrol the earth,' and they patrolled the earth. And he cried out to me and said to me, 'See, these going out to the north country have set my spirit at rest in the north country.' And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 'Collect from the exiles, from Heldai, Tobijah, and from Jediah, all of whom came from Babylon, and go on that day, go to the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah, take the silver and gold, and make a crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Look, here is a man whose name is Branch, and from his place he will sprout, and he will build the temple of Yahweh, and he will build the temple of Yahweh, and he will bear majesty, and will sit and rule on his throne, and he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace will be between the two of them. And the crown will be for Helam, for Tobijah, for Jediah, and for Hin, son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of Yahweh. And those who are far off will come and build the temple of Yahweh, and you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. And it will happen if you will listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh your God." Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. We finish the section of eight visions in this chapter. The first vision was four horsemen patrolling the earth. The second vision was four horns and four craftsmen who defeat the horns. The third vision was the man surveying Jerusalem who is told that Jerusalem will be so big it will not have a wall, but God will be its wall. The fourth vision is the priest Joshua in filthy clothes, which represents his sin, that is then changed out for clean clothes. The fifth vision is the seven-branch lampstand and the two olive trees, and the explanation is that God's Spirit is what will accomplish the rebuilding of the temple, not human strength. The sixth vision was the giant scroll that had the curse for thieves and for those who swear falsely in Yahweh's name, and it will destroy the house of anyone who does those things. The seventh vision is of wickedness being transported far away to the land of Shinar, which is where Babylon is located. And now we come to the eighth vision, and it is four chariots, which reminds us of the four horsemen, but it seems that they're different. They are supposed to remind us of the four horsemen, but the four horsemen did not have chariots. They were more like scouts, checking out what is going on and reporting back. Chariots were more like tanks used in battle, or at least as a show of force, And here they are going out from Yahweh's presence. They come out from between two mountains of bronze. It doesn't tell us what this means, but perhaps this is connected to the two pillars of bronze which were on the front of Solomon's temple. The angel tells Zechariah that the four chariots are the four winds of heaven. And we should remember that the word wind and the word spirit are connected, so this is probably saying God's spirit is going out into the earth. So they head out. Two head north, one head south, and it doesn't say which direction the fourth goes. And specifically, the north is called out as setting his spirit at rest there. So Yahweh's purpose is accomplished. And, of course, Babylon was north of Jerusalem. Then Zechariah is told to act out a prophecy. He's told to collect silver and gold from some Jews who had come from Babylon and make a crown and put that crown on Joshua, the high priest's head. Then he is to declare the branch. We had the branch mentioned in the fourth vision about Joshua's filthy clothes being taken away and the removal of sin. And the branch is mentioned in Isaiah as well. The branch will build the temple of Yahweh and will rule on his throne. A priest on a throne. He's told to put the crown in the temple of Yahweh as a memorial, which indicates this prophecy should be remembered a long time. And people from far off will come to build the temple of Yahweh. And now for a deeper dive. Clearly, the four chariots are supposed to make us think back to the four horsemen, and these four chariots solve the problem that the four horsemen brought up. So, this right here is the strongest argument for this set of eight visions being in a chiastic structure. Though there are other structures, such as inclusio, where something will begin and end with the same idea, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everything in between is mirrored to. But clearly, there has been some thought into organizing these visions as a group. And then, we have this prophecy that Zechariah acts out, and it has hints back to various things in the visions. The men come from Babylon to Jerusalem with gold and silver. This is a picture of people coming out of the nations and bringing the glory of the nations to Jerusalem, like is described in chapter 2 with the third vision. Of course, Joshua, being a key part of God's plan, and the mention of the branch, all point us back to the fourth vision in chapter 3. And the idea of priest and king points us back to the fifth vision in chapter 4 with the two olive trees and the lampstand and the spirit of Yahweh. And, of course, there's this talk about building the temple, which makes us think of the four craftsmen who defeat the four horns. And at the end of this chapter, it says in verse 15, "And it will happen, if you will listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh your God." Which makes us think of the vision of the scroll, which will punish disobedience and wickedness being taken far away. Now, here's an interesting thing. This crown that Zechariah makes is going to be placed in the temple as a memorial. Wait, once the temple is built, won't this all have been fulfilled? Because the priest king, the branch, is supposed to build the temple. And here is a hint that this physical temple is not the end goal. There's a greater spiritual temple to be built, and it will not be built by Zedekiah or this Joshua, but by the branch, the Messiah, we know as Jesus. Which, by the way, Jesus is the Greek form of the word Joshua. There's not just a lot of thought put into the organization of this book. The ideas in this book are about God's great plan that far outlasts the people who participated at this particular point in history. And today, we can be part of that great plan, the greatest plan in all of human history. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.